And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8:80, up 16 and 3 quarters on the open. December 9:10, up 25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 8:37, up 12 and 3 quarters on the open. December 8:70, up 20 and 3 quarters. March 8:96, up 22. July 9:19, up 20 and a quarter on the open. September corn opened at 5:44 and a half, up 14 and 3 quarters on the open. December 5:64 and a half, up 15. March 5:83, up 14 and a half. May 5:95, up 14 and a half. July 6:03, up 14 and a quarter. December 6:06 and a quarter, up 13 and three quarters on the open. September beans open at 12:48, up 36 and a half on the open. November 12:54, up 35. January 12:74, up 37 and a quarter. March 12:88, up 35 and a half. May $13, up 37 and a half on the open. September soybean meal open at 345.50, up 12.70 on the open. October 345.50, make that 343.50, up 13.10. September soybean oil opened at 50.95, up 94 on the open. CME livestock, August live cattle opened at 101.70, up 25 on the open. October 106.25, up 40. August feeders, 113.90, unchanged on the open. September unchanged as well, 114.40, the tick there. October lean hogs, 75.85, up 30 on the open. December, 75 even, up 15 on the open. And February bellies, 97.40, down 12 and a half on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Be sure to join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Yawning Civic Center in Kokomo, Indiana. The meeting getting underway at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Panelists for the meeting include Mike Zuzulo and Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, Lee Goss of EFG out of Chicago, and Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company out of Indianapolis, Indiana. That's at the Yawning Civic Center in Kokomo. The meeting underway at 6:30. The meeting is free, and no advance registration is required. Bring your agricultural marketing questions, and we'll do our best to try to answer them. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Dave.
Looks like microeconomics took off this morning. Traders looked out their window, looked at the weather reports, and said, let's add some value.
Well, yeah, there's several factors to look at. Fundamentally is the concern about the Midwest missing most of the moisture here over the near term. Forecast suggests we could have a shot of some moisture at the end of the week, anywhere from a quarter inch to one inch on 70-80% coverage. So that'll be a key weather event as we get into that time window. Also, too, fundamentally, though, we're seeing the export business start to pick up. Mexico was a buyer of 155,000 tons of U.S. corn, so we're starting to see some buying interest come in and be a player here. The other outside markets, we got the crude oil down about 60 cents a barrel, got gold up 50 cents, $5 that is, silver up 28 cents. So we're mixed up tone there in the so-called other markets, but fundamentally undertone is the funds still are liquidating, wanting out of the commodity business, per se. So We'll monitor that. But the offsetting factor, though, is the technical picture. If you look at the chart there, we've got trend divergences. We've got double bottoms forming. The market's moving back above the moving averages. And so when you combine all this together, the bottom line or the winning side of the equation is probably the bullish momentum here for the next few days.
Does the trade pay much attention to the John Deere Pro Farmer Crop Tour?
Very much so. The USDA or the WASDE numbers came out, and that was the condition as of that time. Those reports were not wrong. They were dead on. That's what the crop had the potential to make at that point in time. But since then, almost 3 weeks ago, the crop's taken a total turn in some areas. And so the trade's looking for confirmation of this. We've had a lot of talk from producers with their own surveys from their own locations indicating there's some serious problems out there. The tour this week will sort of confirm that or give us more insight on that. So we believe as each report comes out, the trade's going to be watching that very closely because it is some visual observations.
Are you expecting that the missed rains over the last week or two are going to be a big deal?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. if you go to batescom.net and print out the long-term supply-demand balance sheet and move corn yield, bean yields up just a couple bushels to the acre, you can change that bottom line in a hurry. So August makes and breaks the beans, and as late as the corn crop is, in a large portion of the corn belt, it's going to be huge for the corn crop, too. So if we miss these weekend rains coming up and we stay dry for the rest of the month of August here, we'll go up and test the old highs.
So take us through the technical analysis in both harvest beans and corn. What are you looking at?
Well, basically, we had a good old-fashioned reversal there on the Tuesday crop report on corn, made a new low and closed above the previous day's high, good old-fashioned reversal. The momentum indicators gave all divergences there. If you draw a downtrend line, we're above that. So on the corn side of the equation here, as we keep moving higher, you should continue to see some technical momentum kick in from the trend-following crowd. Same thing on the beans last week. The day before the crop report, we had the reversal up. We're starting to break the downtrend line resistance. Your momentum indicators have turned up, given trend divergences. So, unless we do a massive price reversal of the downside, you've got to consider that the pre-harvest lows are in and we'll move higher clear into the month of December.
Turn your attention to the wheat, which is above $9.911 at the moment in the July contract. Is that attractive enough to do the wheat double crop beans play next year?
Well, wheat's going to be a follower here. If you look at the wheat fundamentals, we're going to have a record world production number for wheat. Wheat's sort of going to be sort of at the mercy of the corn and beans here over the short term. Probably, though, the key factor right now would be the Australian forecast here. As they've turned to the dry side, that's going to be the factor here, see if we can't shrink those world numbers. But each commodity is going to have their play here as we go through winter, as we start to try to do the acreage shuffle around here, as each commodity tries to secure ample supplies of acres to work with.
Is commercials going to front-load this market and do a lot of their buying now ahead of the harvest?
Well, the end user, per se, is not, we feel, not sufficiently covered. They've been going hand-to-mouth. If you're a buyer and you look at past history, oftentimes, more times than one, the fall time window is the best time to buy, and I think the buyers are going to be taking advantage of that, especially with the wide basis. What better deal is there to come in and buy cash grain here over the next few weeks and take advantage of this wide basis? And that's going to help the producer as we go through this fall into early winter as we see this buying come forward.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Current tick for you. September wheat in Kansas City at 876, up 12 and 3 quarters. September wheat at the Board of Trade at 837, up 12 and 3 quarters. September corn, 550 and a half, up 20 and 3 quarters. December, 570, up 20 and a half. September beans, 1247, up 35 and a half. November, 1256, up 37. September soybean meal, 343, up 10.20. September soybean oil at 50.95, up 91. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.